this series, in performance at the White House, became a public television staple, and 100 years before Yo-Yo Ma or Itzhak Perlin were born, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue was alive with music. Next Sunday, the Dear Friends will present a concert based on the ASCAP award-winning book Music at the White House by Elise Kirk. That concert will be repeated at the Smithsonian during American Music Week, and local Touch producer Darlene Berkowitz has this preview.
The White House has a rich tradition of hosting musical performances. Next week, the Dear Friends will draw from that tradition and present a program of music performed for our presidents called Invitation to the White House. According to Gene Thomas, director of the Dear Friends, most American presidents were active in creating a diverse musical life at the presidential home.
It started after the Civil War as a more formal tradition. Up until that time, individual presidents and their wives who were musical would invite various artists on an informal basis. President Lincoln, for example, invited a 10-year-old prodigy. Her name was Teresa Carreño, and she came with her father to the White House. She performed several of Gottschalk's numbers, very virtuosic. And after she'd done three or four of these, she jumped off the piano bench and informed President Lincoln, much to her father's consternation, that she wouldn't play anymore because the piano was so badly out of tune. But after the Civil War, the Hayeses were the first to really formalize the institution and refer to them as musicales.
So by the term musicales, you don't mean an evening where the presidential families and guests would participate in the music making. These were, in a sense, command performances.
Yes, they were, although you certainly had some of the other two. For example, Chester Arthur played the banjo. I don't think that's such a well-known fact of history. Jefferson was a very accomplished violin player. John Quincy Adams was musical, although he wrote in his memoirs that he played the flute, but he could never get the gist of playing the violin. He couldn't quite tune it correctly. In more recent times, and the kind of surprising one, is President Wilson. And there's a lovely story about an artist who performed for President Wilson. He was a harp player, and after the formal concert was done, Wilson asked him to come and just play for him privately and ask him if he knew Drink to Me Only with Thine Eyes, which of course he did. And as the harp player began to play, then Wilson began to sing. Apparently he had a lovely tenor voice, and they sat on the portico of the White House and he sang Drink to Me Only with Thine Eyes, and then he sang all the Foster songs that he knew, and apparently it was a wonderful evening for him that took away the cares of the approaching World War.
Yes, we'll rally round the flag, boys, we'll rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. We will rally.
A number of the songs on the Dear Friends concert were written and performed originally by the Hutchinson family.
The Hutchinsons were the original 19th century social activist singing group. They came out of New England, and they began to be really active in the 1840s. They sang abolitionist songs. In fact, some people think that the sentiment that they tapped into and stirred up was one of the big factors in the Civil War. Well, the Hutchinsons continued in various family formations. The sons and daughters grew up and had their own singing groups. But all told, the Hutchinson family sang for seven presidents. And that's really a record. We had this song that is very typical of their abolitionist song. It's called Get Off the Track. And it was considered at first a song that the publishers wouldn't touch because they thought it was so controversial.
This year, as Americans focus on the upcoming election, one thing that's missing is a good campaign song. But the 19th century abounded with musical campaigning.
There were campaign songs for practically every president, and Stephen Foster wrote a campaign song. It's called The White House Chair, appropriately, and it was on behalf of James Buchanan, who is Pennsylvania's only citizen to occupy the White House. And Foster organized a Buchanan Glee Club. It so happened that Buchanan was a relative, too.
They call me back from every state. Our creed is broad and fair.
Are there any particular songs that were performed for numbers of presidents throughout the years?
One of the most performed songs at the White House was Home Sweet Home. And right up there along with Home Sweet Home is Old Folks at Home. We have numerous records of that being performed as an instrumental piece, performed by European singers. And they didn't do this as a way of putting down American taste. They did it because they felt it expressed some of the most beautiful music that had been written in the American tradition.
The Dear Friends present an invitation to the White House next Sunday, October 2nd at 2:30 at the Stephen Foster Memorial in Oakland. Tickets are available at the door and at TIX locations.